Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
RP Pop Smoke. Hi, RP Pop. RP Virgil, bro.
RP Virgil, bro.
Fucking. That was the first death where I was like,
yeah,
I didn't believe.
Bro, I went on Instagram and you know those ones where it's just story after story after story?
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way.
Bro, it didn't feel like real. Yeah. It actually didn't feel like real life. I thought it was like all prank, bro.
Yeah. No, actually, no. X was a big one too.
Oh, X?
X
bro, hit me. That one hurt, fam.
Yeah.
That one actually hurt. No, because I was on like the sad boy wave and yeah. I was listening to all the X.
I know.
Like leading up to that.
X got me... Jocelyn Flores got me through one of like a big death in my family.
Yeah.
And then after that he passed away. I'm like, there's no shot.
That sucks, you man. Know.
But Virgil is crazy because I feel like Virgil is a big point in both our brands.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. He inspired me to be in fashion, fam.
Yeah. This whole generation.
Remember when we had the fashion documentary?
Did you mention him?
Yeah. Remember we all said like, who's your biggest inspiration in fashion? I said Virgil Abloh.
No.
Did you remember that? Yeah.
Did you?
Yes, I said that.
Oh shit.
You said.
I said Ian Connor and Lucas Abbott. Yeah, Bari.
I said Sean Witherspoon and Virgil.
Yeah, that's crazy. Not because Virgil. I remember I painted.
Yeah.
My black pants, because I couldn't afford off-white at the time, right?
Oh, with the white?
With the white. I remember going to school, and everyone was like, yo, that's fire. You have off-white pants, right? And the other people would be like, yo, why the fuck is there
Gavin? Gavin was so broke, he made his own off-white.
But fam,
this guy said, no, I'm going to Dollarama getting white paint.
Nah, because Virgil, low-key Virgil was tripping with the prices, but
fine. No, the prices are expensive.
Yeah,
but he made streetwear that level, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He made streetwear... that price.
Facts. Do you think he was the reason why hoodies are like very expensive
100%
now? So he 100% that too.
Virgil and Supreme made it like that.
Yeah.
Virgil and Supreme and whatever else was popping at the time. Mm-hmm. Like Gosha. But I think Virgil, he made it that streetwear became high fashion.
Yes.
Because for a long time, high fashion used to only be like the,
yeah.
Oh, you gotta dress
screen
like,
print.
No, you gotta wear like the big bubble or you gotta wear the weird fabrics, yeah, textiles or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Virgil just made it straight up like t-shirt, hoodies, jeans.
Yep.
And he made that up. The sneakers.
Yeah, but he elevated from it because I don't know if you know, but he started with Bentrill. Do you know Bentrill?
Yeah, and Pyrex.
Yeah, Pyrex. So he went from Bentrill was like the tacky, just slap a logo on the t-shirt.
Yeah.
And then he went to Pyrex, mm-hmm. and he took $80 flannels from Polo Ralph Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
And he smacked his design on it and resold it for $450.
That's fucked, bro. That's fucked. But you know what they say?
What?
Because, okay, I have a story for you, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So my Lolo, right? Mm-hmm. When he was a little bit poor in the Philippines.
Yeah.
When he was growing up. And one of his side hustles that he had to do was sell art.
Okay.
And he told me this story. He told me, like, if you're ever going to sell art, sell it at a very, very high price. Because from his own personal experience, he was selling all these paintings, right?
Yeah.
But he was selling it cheap because he thought, oh, people are going to buy it because it's cheap. People are going to buy it, right? Yeah. So he said, how come nobody's buying? So he switched it up. He started selling them for very expensive prices, super expensive. And that's when everybody started to buy.
Yeah.
Because there's a preconception that if art is cheap, it's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah.
But there's also like the thing where it's like, you can sell cheap art, but if it's selling, it's selling. People will also be like, yo, that's selling. Let me buy that.
But then it also goes into supply and demand though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's everything that runs in the world is supply and demand. Like if there's no demand, you know?
I know. But that's a big thing too right now in fashion. It was like the kids that are starting up brands,
mm-hmm.
they're determining the worth of their art,
yeah.
just based off the sales. So if it doesn't sell, it's not good art. That's what they think. But I don't believe that.
So what would you say is the best way to sell your clothes?
Just do what you like. Because if you release designs that you like and you're liking that, something will hit. Because, fam, before this, I was dropping design after design after design.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the pretty boys that hit. So I'm like, I'm a roll with this one. So,
but for pricing, though. For pricing. Because I know it's hard to, like, put yourself or put a price point on your art.
Yeah.
How do you settle? How do you settle on, like, okay, maybe I'll leave it at that?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I remember I had this discussion with you before my big drop, too. I'm like, yo, I don't know what to price it. And then I remember what you told me. He's like, fam, just all the labor you put in, it's your price.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah.
In my opinion, especially if it's at a high cost, people are going to look at it as like, okay, it was a lot of work put in because it's at the high price, at the high cost, right? Yeah. But if it's cheaper, then it's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
It loses kind of its value. I don't know why. Mm.
No, because like you said, too, if you start at a low price, you
can't go, you can't go
you
down.
Can, yeah, you can't go
you
down.
You can't go down. You can all... No, wait.
No, you can't go up.
You can't go up. You can't go up. You can always go down in price, but you can't go up in price. So that's what sucks. Because
then people are like, what the fuck? Now you're upgrading?
What's crazy, though, I feel like it's so crazy when you see in history where your name becomes worth anything, bro.
Yeah.
Literally just the name. Mm-hmm. Like Gucci was just a family name until it became the brand.
I know.
And anything Gucci now is going to be super expensive.
Yeah.
BMW, Lamborghini, anything.
Yeah.
Just Mercedes-Benz itself. Like, you can put that shit on a hat. Yeah. Now the hat costs more money.
Gucci, fam. Like, that's your brand. Like, that's why I switched Sober Society to From Gavin now. Because I want my name attached to it.
Yeah.
Because one of the craziest things is people knew what my brand was. Mm-hmm. They're like, yo, do you know who Gavin is? They're like, nah. Oh, but do you know the hoodie Pretty Boys? And then they're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like,
okay. You had like a little bit of branding issue. Yeah.
Branding issues.
Because so they didn't know how to call you. They didn't know how to call you. Yeah, you ever look into like what your name means?
My name?
Yeah.
I know the Urban Dictionary thing is like, cute guy.
Yeah, those ones too. Those. I remember for the longest time, my Urban Dictionary name was like the best male stripper in the world.
Like, what the fuck? Urban Dictionary is funny because low key it's accurate.
But it's like random people, they can just put anything they want, right?
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
But did you look into like your actual meaning?
I think it's like, it's like eagle.
I searched it up.
You searched mine up?
I searched yours up.
It's eagle, right?
Because I looked up mine.
Okay, it's so eagle, right?
Yours means white hawk.
Yeah, white hawk. Something like that, yeah. And it's funny because I'm whitewashed.
It ties in.
Bing bong. Max, what's yours, though?
Mine means free man. Free man.
Whoa.
Carlos. Because Carlos is actually a Spanish version of Charles. And I think Charles is supposed to mean free man also. Something like that.
Free man? What? Yo, if you mix it around, free Mason.
Shut up.
This guy's a fucking free Mason. That's crazy.
Dude, do you think having a certain name brings like personality traits? Like when you're born?
Personality traits?
Yeah. Cause you know how a lot of Karens right? Or what's the other one? Kyles.
What does
Vivians?
Kyle do?
Vivians.
Oh, Vivians with the AVGs?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Or do you think it's just a common name in that niche? All right, in that like culture, I guess.
Okay, do you know a two of the same people? Like, do you know two Michaels and they act the same?
Oh, I have a theory about Michaels. Though.
Okay.
So check this out. I have a theory that people named Michael might have like a special blessing to their name. So take this in, right? Mm-hmm. So look at all of the GOATs in sport history.
Yeah. Oh, Michael Jordan.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson. Oh. Bro, and then if we go to hip hop or pop, Michael Jackson.
Oh, fuck.
Bro. There's so many. I swear there's even more.
Yeah.
But if you take in the Bible, who was God's right-hand man or right-hand angel?
Oh, say Michael Archangel?
Michael the Archangel. And he was the one that slain Satan.
Oh. So if you're born Michael, if your parents give you that name, you're already automatically blessed.
You might have got like some next mojo with it.
Yeah.
You know? Or a blessing from it.
Yeah, because all the two Michaels that went to my school,
both
very popular.
Exactly. Yeah.
Both. They're like the gods of that.
No,
high school.
I swear there's no Michael that was down bad.
You know what I mean?
I swear.
Now that I think of it,
if you think about it, maybe there's something to it, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something to it.
And what's like the dickhead, like the opposite of a Vivian Tran? It's like, this is
the Emily.
No, what? Nah.
Isn't it not?
No, the boy version, man. Oh, Kevin Nguyen.
Oh, Kevin Nguyen.
So Kevin's. I know a lot of Kevins too that are all dickheads.
I don't know any Kevins. I don't know any Kevins.
But all the Kevins I know are dickheads.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry the Kevins out there.
A lot of fam, you guys are all dickheads.
No, but that name already though, yeah. Kevin Nguyen, it has like a stigma against it, you know?
A lot like the tattoo and the boba. But this is the craziest thing too, because I remember I was at my, I think I told you this, I was at my driving lesson.
Yeah.
Right? And the person comes in, I'm like, yo, and before I drove, I was like to my dad, I don't want that person because she looks like mean.
Oh,
very mean.
Oh, true.
So I was sitting in my car, I looked to my left, she's walking to my car. She's like, hey, I'm gonna be your instructor. What, let down the window, please. She sits in my front seat. I take a look on the thing, her name tag, Karen.
Oh,
my God. You know the shivers that went down my body, bro? I'm like, nah, there's no way I'm passing this.
Did you pass? You passed, right?
I passed.
But did you know, like, recently?
What?
I think for 2020 and 2019, I think even 2021.
Yeah.
There's been no baby named Karen.
No.
In the world.
Wow. People just don't want to name this shit Karen?
It's either in the world or in North America, something like that. But I'm pretty sure it might be the world.
Fuck, she's getting discriminated.
That's crazy.
Nah, just because the memes?
That's crazy because of the memes.
There's
man.
No way.
Because the memes.
There's no way. Yo, I remember one time we were like, yo, what would you name your baby? And Carlos was like, kid number one.
Not child.
Child number one. Funniest one.
No, because it's Chidi. Because our friend Chidi, his name got mixed up in the autocorrect, and it spelled out child one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't name somebody child one, bro.
That's funny, bro.
It reminds me of this joke. There's this joke my friends used to say in elementary school.
Yeah.
Like, well, what did the Mexican fireman name his kids?
Mexican fire. Juan something Juan?
Nah.
What?
Hose A and Hose B.
Nah, Jose. That's fucked. That's fucked. That is fucked.
You know what sucks though? Because I feel like a lot of the jokes that we said in elementary school, we can't even enjoy them.
Oh yeah,
no more. We can't 100%. Enjoy them.
Bro, we were like borderline racist.
Yeah.
Like, so, in elementary school, and now like we say that shit once,
mm-hmm.
It's over.
I know, that's what sucks, bro. Because I want to bring them back. Like, it's kind of like nostalgic in a sense, but I guess because it has semi hate to it, we can't.
Only comedians can do that. Because I remember watching Joe Coy,
mm-hmm.
and he said how to tell every Asian apart through their accents.
Oh yeah.
You seen that one?
And I guess you got to be part.
Yeah. Like, bro, you got to do. He did Vietnamese, Japanese thing, but they're all laughing because he's a comedian, obviously.
Yeah.
But if like some, like we did that, we're not known for comedy. You feel me?
That's true. You got to be like grandfathered in or some shit.
Man, people thought we were racist because we were talking about the Filipino guy. On,
I know,
on
this, and we're Filipino. But I feel like the more sensitive people become, the more separated.
You
get me?
Yes.
Because it's less like inclusive. Instead of we're laughing together, mm-hmm. you want to take offense to it, then it's like we're laughing.
Now it's like one part is laughing and one part is mad that we're laughing.
Yeah. Which sucks, bro. Because I just want to see it like we're all inclusive. We're like, because if you're laughing as a friend and you're laughing with them, then you become part of the group. Because one piece of advice I saw in like a YouTube video, because I was learning on tips how to be confident, right?
Yeah.
This was back in like elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing this like life coach he was saying was, you got to think every situation you're in,
mm-hmm.
everybody is included as like, you're part of their team. Because if you walk into a situation or like a scenario where there's a bunch of people, mm-hmm. and you have that preconception like, I have to look good for them, I have to like be on my best behavior, blah blah blah,
mm-hmm.
then you're gonna feel like you're not part
of
right
it.
But if you walk into a party, right, you walk into a party and then you feel like everybody's your family, then it's different. It's a different dynamic.
I know. Then you just go from the small talk straight to like, yo, fam, you're just chopping it up.
Exactly.
Now, you know?
Exactly.
And Loki, I've never been to those influencer parties, but remember you were at the Jordan store?
Yeah.
And people, like big celebrities came over and you guys held events?
Yeah.
One of the people that worked there,
mm-hmm.
she was telling me like, I hate those events because it's all about clout and who looks better than the other. Was it like that for you?
I didn't get that vibe. Okay. I didn't get that vibe, but maybe because it was free bar.
Word. It was free bar?
It was free bar, yeah.
Oh,
it was, or it was open bar, I mean.
Yeah.
It was open bar, so everybody uses like tips, you know?
Yeah.
But I could see why that could be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, did you know in France, like the restaurants, they don't face like, you know how when you walk into a restaurant, the tables are kind of like to the sides and shit,
uh-huh.
or they're only facing to each other. You get me?
Yeah.
So I sit here, you sit here.
Mm-hmm.
In France, a lot of the restaurants,
yeah,
they're facing towards the opening. So you see everybody that walks in.
Why though?
I don't know. Apparently it's for like fashion because you want to see what they're wearing. Oh, I don't know. It's weird.
Nah, that's such a Paris, France thing to do.
That's what I'm saying. You know? I guess that's the culture. Culture of it is you want to be judged or you want to judge.
Yeah. So that's every restaurant.
I don't know if it's every restaurant because there's definitely fine dining where it's like a group thing.
Yeah.
But I know some restaurants purposely are like that.
Yeah.
Like my French teacher told me about it when he went to France.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. So like it's like walking into your high school classroom and you just want to show off your fit. Everyone sees you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's the pencil sharpener. you walk up to a pencil sharpener, make a bunch of noise. Everybody sees
you
what you're wearing.
Did you actually do it?
Yo, bro, we barely had those pencil sharpeners no more. You know, I mean, we just had our own sharpeners.
But those were the days, though.
Or instead, if you didn't have a pencil sharpener, what I used to do is go up and ask a teacher a question. Or like during work time.
Just a random one. Be like, teacher, what page is this or something like
that? No. Even just like walk up to the teacher, come up with a sick question so that the teacher tells the whole class. Like, oh, Carlos, that's a great question. I should tell the class. And you're standing there like, yeah, what's up?
And then everyone's just looking at you, bro.
It's a good one.
Nah. Is restaurants here just like that too? Or
no, restaurants here.
It's different.
You can tell the vibe. It's very like, it's busy. It's very busy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you have a table here, table here, table here. Wherever they can fit you, they'll fit you.
I know.
That's more of what it is here because they just want your money.
Yeah. Did you have one of those really awkward ones where, bro, because I remember yesterday too, there was an empty, it was like 12 o'clock at night. It was an empty restaurant. There was one person sitting there and the waiter was like, okay, you guys sit on the back corner right beside them. You could have sat us anywhere else.
Why?
I'm like, what are you trying to like?
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. And then they were looking at us and like, we just talked to them. We're like, well, I wouldn't be offended if you guys moved. And then they're like, yeah, we'll move.
Yeah, it's like weird.
Like, why are we doing your job for
you? That's like parking in a parking spot in an empty parking lot. It doesn't make any sense.
I do that all the time, though.
Do you?
Just to troll, though. Just to chill, because I'll pull up and then I'll look at the person and then just leave the car.
Is it like a beef thing or is it just like...
No, it's just for fun. Just for fun.
Weird, bro.
But you know, speaking of restaurants, you know Outback Steak... There's a theory about Outback Steakhouse.
Outback?
Yeah, Outback Steakhouse and how they're part of the Illuminati.
Nah. What the... How?
So I seen this, right? So if you look at Outback Steakhouse in Illinois, I think Arizona, and any other location, there's always going to be 5 Outback Steakhouses in the area, right? And a person from Twitter connected all these Outback Steakhouses, and it formed a pentagram.
What?
Nah, what the fuck? Every single one of them, a pentagram.
So everywhere in the States or just there?
In the States.
So all the Outback Steakhouses.
There's always 5 in every city.
A pentagram?
Yes.
What the fuck? Or
and they were saying they're saying that your steak that you're eating was part of a ritual before they put it on your table.
Oh shit. What the fuck? What the fuck? Yo, Outback's gonna hate this.
I know, low-key. It's okay though.
Yo, one thing I was scared of, remember we said that theory about Monster? And then it's like Monster
being... That one blew up crazy.
Yeah.
For no reason too.
Yeah, because it was already kind of like a popular thing.
Yeah.
But the fact we said it, and bro, I had a feeling like, you think the brands are gonna get mad about these conspiracies? Mm-hmm. Do you think brands get mad about conspiracies or do you think they like it?
Oh. Okay, it depends because... I remember I had a theory about Chuck E. Cheese and the recycled pizza and how Shane Dawson did it. I think that's bad for the brand image. I think they would hate it.
Yeah. But at least it's getting... Because do you agree any publicity is good publicity? In a sense? I don't know.
Because I wouldn't want to go famous for like doing some dumb shit on the internet. Like that's... I wouldn't want to... That be my brand image. Like doing a troll internet video.
Okay, but...
Yeah.
But what if that's all you had? What if like you had nothing else?
Then yeah, I would have to take it still.
You get me? Look at Boot Gang.
Oh, I was just gonna mention that. Yeah.
He was famous, but he was famous for the wrong things.
For the wrong thing.
But at least he had that, you know what I mean? Notoriety, at least. He was able to like branch off somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow, because he has eyes on him.
Yeah.
Do you think the most powerful thing in the world is clout at this point?
Yo, clout is a superpower.
It might be.
Clout is a superpower. It changes the people's perspectives about you. You can walk into a room and if people know you, they'll treat you different. Mm. Like, that's crazy. Like, don't treat me anything different, but like you will just because you know I have a bit of numbers on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know?
And would you agree with me that the reason rich people, they flex flashy things is to show off their clout.
Yeah. Because they have to maintain an image.
So if you think about it, at the end of the day, instead of money being the top tier top of tier. Value, mm-hmm. maybe it's the clout.
It's clout, yeah.
But there's some dark things you have to do to get there. So yes. do you think it's more moral? Wait, okay, what do you think is better? To gain the clout or chase the clout or chase the money?
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? Because if you chase the clout, who knows what you're going to do?
No, but clout... It goes clout, then with the clout, you can make it to money.
You think so? Yes. Yeah, no, that's true.
Because that's what Ian Connor did. He had internet fame,
yeah.
but he wasn't making any money until he was like, let me drop a brand, made money off that. Like Virgil Abloh, how he took whatever his brand was.
Yeah.
He got clout from it, then he dropped his shit.
Yeah, that's true. It was more even, you know, that whole group like Lucas Sabat, Virgil, yeah. Ian Connor.
Yeah.
They were all just like neighborhood friends.
They were neighborhood.
Family. Yeah. Like just in the neighborhood. Yeah. Just,
in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know.
And then they're just like, they just wanted to collab. That's it.
I know. It's because it's genuine in New York. Mm-hmm. In Toronto, it's like, you see here, it's like people don't even reshare on this, your story because it's like too, they just don't want to see you win or it's like too embarrassing for them, I guess.
Yeah, why do you think that is? Why do you think that is?
I don't know, man. It's like their own brand image is like, I don't want to post this just because it messes up my own story.
Do you think supporting a certain side of the internet mm-hmm. would ruin your image? If it's like something, let's say nerdy or off brand from you.
I feel like that's cool though.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you do the weird nerdy shit all the time.
Yeah, I know. I do that shit all the time.
But people fuck with it because it's genuine.
Yeah.
If you, the people who fucks with themselves the most mm-hmm. will go up the most. That's what I learned.
Yeah, you think that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it too, because yeah. it's not like you're playing an image that you have to be.
Yeah.
Rather, you're just being yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's what sucks if you have to play this whole image and you have to pretend.
And now it's like some other shit.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like you're known for doing something that you don't like doing.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That would suck. Every day waking up.
That sucks. Like, put yourself in that position.
Okay.
Would you play it off? Like, let's say you were famous for being like the greatest golfer in the world, but you hated golf.
But was it bringing me money?
It was bringing you a lot of money. You're a billionaire.
I would play it
You're
off.
You're a billionaire. You play it off, right?
For a certain time, for a certain, like, I would get a billion. Then let me try to transition.
Yeah. For the money.
100%.
Damn.
You know I'm a bag chaser.
Okay, but what's worth more? Your time or that money?
Oh fuck.
Cause what if in that time you could have spent like creating other things that you did love and building a brand off of that. But, for less though. Yeah, is that worth it? Or would you just rather take the easy way out?
I would rather take the easy way out than transition to the shit that I like.
Yeah, that makes more sense. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we get it twisted.
Yeah.
I feel like we get it twisted. Like, we have too much pride that, I can't do that. Like, you know what I mean?
Because, fam, I'm not the theory guy, but I made money off theories. Like, you feel me? Like, I'm living through. Yeah. And then I'm going to just transition it later to, like, my own brand. And that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, like, I'm living proof. Like, come on, bro.
That's true.
And you know something cool that I learned about Virgil too?
What?
You know how we went from Pyrex to Off-White?
Yeah.
So Pyrex was a cooking brand, right?
Yeah, no. What it is, it's the Off-White.
It's crack.
It's crack. Off-White crack, yeah.
I didn't know it. I didn't know that because what you cook Off-White in, Pyrex.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
the glassware.
Yeah,
the
glassware. Why they look similar.
And they got a fat lawsuit for it.
Yeah, he was in a cease and desist, I think.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know. For Pyrex.
Pyrex
vision.
But I finally finished the Kanye interview too.
Which Kanye interview? Oh, I didn't even finish that. The second part I didn't finish.
Oh, the second part?
You finished the second part?
Yeah.
I didn't finish that yet.
He was just talking about his royalties with Adidas.
Yeah.
And how he could have took the Nike deal, but he had a daughter and he was like, I have royalties in Adidas. So I'm going to take that route for the long term.
Oh, true. Because it's everlasting.
Yeah. And it's funny how Nike then just got Kanye's team members. No, his team members.
Oh, yeah.
In Virgil, like...
Oh, because Jerry Lorenzo?
Everyone that worked on Conde worked for Nike.
Yo, that's so true.
Damn.
Really? I just took that in.
Okay, so let me put you in a perspective then. Since your like big brand is Nike,
yeah.
If I got a deal with Nike, would you be cheese?
Obviously, who wouldn't be cheese? What the fuck? That's like saying your biggest crush in the world, like your celebrity crush, and I'm fucking your celebrity crush. Obviously, you're gonna be cheese.
Nah.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Okay.
100% you would. 100% you would.
But you'd be proud of me that I worked up to that. You feel me?
No, but yeah, obviously. No, but. Everybody would be cheese if they see like someone close to them doing what you wanted to do because you didn't do it. But they would be cheese less of them, but more of yourself.
Yeah. That so, you didn't work hard.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely less of like his jealous. It's more of like, damn, I've played myself.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that's where it gets deep, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's things that you could have done, but you chose not to do it. And maybe because you didn't choose to do it, you're on a different path. And maybe that path is for the better.
Shit, that's why you just live life and see where it takes you.
Yeah, exactly. So one thing I wanted to bring up was going back to like pretending to be somebody, right?
Okay, yeah.
You think actors have a hard time like being in public because they have to play a certain character? And then they go out into the public and they have to be someone else.
That's Lily Hoyeon.
Yeah, yo, from Squid Game.
She's all like this in the movie. And then in real life, she's like, hey, guys.
She's mad bubbly, right? She's mad lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Because I was reading, like, she had a hard time through the whole acting phase. Mm-hmm. Like, she was, there was a video of Hoyeon breaking down fan theories. I don't know if you've seen
this. Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
And then she was like, guys, I'm low-key glad I died because I'm done acting now.
No, she's not.
No, she's like done acting like that part.
Oh.
Like, she didn't want to act it no more because it was so hard. It was so tough on her.
Oh, yeah. She said it was like stressful, right?
Yeah.
See, a big example is Jonah Hill. Because Jonah Hill, he was always cast as the fat guy.
Oh, I seen that. And right? some reporter was like, how do you feel being the fat guy of Hollywood?
Yeah. And that fucking sucks, bro. See, and then, yeah, maybe going back and getting, like, I guess, attention for the wrong things you don't want attached to you. Yeah, that must suck.
I know.
That must suck. Because then people have those preconceptions like, oh, they're going to be cool with it because they make fun of it, right? On movies and shit.
But at the same time, if you're that rich and famous, I feel like... You can play it off.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, imagine this one, if we get, like, 5 mil on Jumpers, and we're getting interviewed, and the interviewer asked me, "Yo, Gavin, how do you feel being Carlos's Robin?" I'm like, what?
The fuck?
I would be cheesed. You feel me?
Yeah. No, but yeah, the thing is, though, like, you have to, like, risk. You have to trade.
Yeah.
You have to trade your soul, I guess.
Exactly. But I would be cheesed, but I would ignore it at the same time because I'm making bank.
Yeah, so you have to trade. Would you say you trade your mental health for the clout? Oh. Okay, do you think the more clout you have, the worse off your mental health?
Oh. Yeah,
we hear about it all the time.
For sure.
We hear about it all the time. We hear all these stories.
That's 100%. Because I don't even have that much clout, but I don't even want to post on my main anymore.
Why?
Because it's like mad people judging me.
Oh, yeah?
Thank God I have like a spam, so that's where I feel comfortable posting.
But why do you think you can't post on your main though?
I don't know, bro. It's just weird. Like, there's too many people watching me.
You think that's why? Just because it's too personal?
Yeah, now? And then like if I post something like not quality, they're gonna be like, oh, unfollow that. Mm. And then I get caught up in the unfollows and the follows, you feel me?
See, I have this theory, right?
Okay.
I have this theory. And it's a theory a lot of people use in work. So they say... When you show up for work, you should never give your 100%.
Why?
Because they always expect more. So listen. So if
you're gonna get so much people fired.
Bro, no, listen. if you show up to work, right?
Yeah.
And let's say you give 50%, but your 50% looks good. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying do shit at work. I'm not saying that. But I mean like effort.
Yeah.
Effort, right? Your actual effort into it. Let's say you give 50% and they see, oh, he's working in 50%. That's his usual.
Okay.
Now, if you step down from that, now it's looking like you're doing shit. But if you step up from that, then you're doing really good. So let's say you move from 50% to 100%. Now, like, wow, look how much work he's doing. Mm. But you wouldn't have got the same credit if you're always doing 100%.
Okay. No, I get that, but it's kind of a flaw. There's like a flaw in that.
You think so? Why?
Yeah. Because like you can work really hard at the start.
Yeah.
And you can just keep going up.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Let's say you work really, really hard. Give your 100% all the time.
Yeah.
Now your body takes a toll. Now your time takes a toll. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can't work 100% forever. You're going to get tired. So if you're at 100%, the company sees bad times or harsh times. Now you got to work 125%. You know what I mean?
But I feel like you have to be in a comfortable position in your company for you to start doing that tactic.
No, but I'm saying if the first thing they ever see of you
is like 50%, 75%.
But what if your 75% is good?
Oh, then you're blessed. Then you're
set straight. That's what I'm saying,
yeah,
right?
You have to have...
But you're like, you're giving like least effort, but it looks amazing.
Yeah. Okay. I think once you knock that down, then you're blessed.
It's like the little middle ground, right? It's like the median.
For sure. Because my boss told me, it was like, you start knowing the person after 6 months in the job. Because you work hella hard. Yeah. And then it starts dropping. You get comfortable. It starts dropping.
Mm.
And then boom, you get kicked out of group chats. Personal experience. I got kicked out of group chat. I was working like 110%. Then boom, it went lower. Boom, they don't associate with me no more.
Mm. No, okay, that makes sense too.
I'm like, fuck it, I'm on a podcast.
No, I guess that's true though, because... Because if you give like the 50% in the beginning, then like they don't even want you. They don't even want you. No, that's facts.
It's a good middle ground. It's a good middle ground.
Yeah, it's a good middle ground. That means the people that get stuff easy, yeah, like damn, they have it blessed, bro.
What do you mean people that get stuff easy?
Like, they can do shit that's super hard but easy.
That is, I feel like that's like Michael's.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yo, Michael's have it. I swear to God, Michael's have it so easy, bro.
They have like, bro, you know what it's like?
What?
It's like you pick the character. It's how easy you want the character? It's
like Gavin, hella roasts. Bro, people have been sending me because there's an episode on Family Guy.
On Family Guy,
where the guy was like, send this to, and it was a meme. It was like, send this to all the Gavins you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, shut up, Gavin. He's like, I don't like you. What the fuck? And then the guy, and then Stewie goes in the car. He's like, I actually like Gavin. And shit like that. But
why do Gavins get a bad rap?
I don't know. It's the name. Because I see, like, there's also always ones like, yo, do you remember that the guy that drew a circle and it's a zero?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, how much pussy does Gavin get? It's like zero. Bro, I'm like, dog, there's no way.
That one hurt.
That one hurt, bro. I really had to look myself in the mirror and be like, yo, I'm changing my name.
But yeah, fam. Honestly, it sucks when there's someone famous that has the same name as you, and then you have to like, what'd you say? You have to live up to the hype.
Yeah, yo, you have Carlos. So,
but who's popular named Carlos? Carlos what? Santana.
No, Carlos from YTV, fam.
Okay, but that's like Canadians.
You will
that's
never
Canadians.
Reach. I'm kidding.
I don't know. Okay, whatever.
You will never reach. You will.
Oh,
never
you'll
reach.
See. You'll see. Some might say otherwise.
Oh no, low key, cause you're for the kids right now, so mm-hmm. you're substituting the Carlos. So are all the Carloses iconic to kids?
Oh, are all the Carloses good hosts?
Hosts, yeah. Oh, cause he was a host. He was
going
a great
back,
host.
Going back to the name theory,
he was a great host.
Maybe Carloses are like natural hosts.
Gosh.
But yeah, there's no like big. I don't. The Carlos Santana is the only one I can think of.
Carlos Santana. I don't know any Gavins, bro. There's only the another.
No, isn't there a Gavin that was like super popular in the streetwear realm?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. The purple guy that did the cats.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him. That's him. Gavin.
No, he got like flamed for Rick or something.
No way.
He became like a meme for like Rick Owens.
Did he?
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking.
You
about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think shout out Young Starbeam. Yo, he's gonna be amped.
Yeah,
no, but I see memes all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like, man's like Gavin, and it's like Rick head to toe.
I think Gavins are just meant to be a meme and just funny in general.
Yeah.
You feel me?
But it's not a bad thing.
It's not bad.
It's not a bad thing.
I like to make people smile. You feel me?
Yeah, you gotta live up. You live up to the name.
But everyone's sending me that's Simpson meme. Fuck you, bro. Going back to the Sabiek shit,
mm-hmm.
how she was like scared,
yeah.
of, like portraying that really bad role.
It wasn't a bad role.
Like a negative role.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, while I was watching that, I rewatched one of the episodes in Squid Game,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed on one of the last episodes when they were all sitting in that triangle, it was Ji-hun, Sabiek, and Sang-woo,
yeah.
sitting at that triangle table, right?
Did you know the steak dinner?
Yeah, did you notice that?
Yeah.
Why would they choose a triangle? And when they panned up, they were on a checkered floor.
Oh,
what's the checkered floor stand for? A Freemason symbol. What does the triangle stand for? Illuminati.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And you know what is one of the biggest sacrifices that the Illuminati have?
What?
It's a blood sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
And what happened right after the dinner? Blood sacrifice. She was the blood sacrifice.
Yo, there's a lot of shit going on about Squid Game being a wake-up call.
I know. Because, no, I mean, it makes sense, though, because that just shows how much power the VIPs had for the players.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's like real life.
Yeah.
Shit, someone might be watching us right now.
You know what's fucked, bro? Yeah. We never really got into it, but you know Jeffrey Epstein?
Jeffrey, who's that?
You don't know Jeffrey Epstein?
No, who's that?
Bro, check this out.
Okay.
So Jeffrey Epstein, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was this billionaire. He was friends with Donald Trump, all of these celebrities.
Yeah.
So many celebrities, bro. Rich and powerful people, presidents, everything.
Okay.
He had this island. Okay. This is well known. A lot of people know about this theory.
Mm-hmm.
He had this island where he would take people and throw a party, right? Huge party. But they got caught for a lot of sex trafficking and child trafficking.
Dan Bilzerian type beat, bro.
But like fucked.
But like fucked.
So take this in. He got arrested, mm-hmm. right? And when he got locked up, people were saying, oh, they're going to kill him. They're going to kill him because he's going to spill all the secrets, right? Oh. All the secrets about who was at those parties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who attended, what they were doing, right? He has so much information on a lot of powerful people. Mm. What happened to him? He committed suicide in his prison cell.
Did he though? Did he actually?
That's the whole conspiracy, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole conspiracy. Now check this out.
Okay.
Check this out, bro. So, do you know John McAfee? John McAfee, he created the antivirus for McAfee software, whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. Yeah.
He was also a very rich and powerful person that attended some of these events, right?
Mm, yeah.
And he supposedly, he even said this himself.
Yeah.
They're gonna arrest me. And I have all of this information I'm going to leak out to the public if they try and kill me. So you know what he did before he was arrested?
What?
He got a tattoo on his chest that said, if I die, I was whacked.
What?
I was whacked. Like, they killed him.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't commit suicide.
Uh-huh.
What happened to him?
Committed suicide.
Committed suicide in his prison cell. That's and everyone's wrong. Like, oh, he got Epstein. He got Epstein, right?
Yeah.
Check this out. Now, I think a few months after his death, because remember he said, if I die, this information's coming out. There was a building in Miami.
Yeah.
A really, really tall condo building. Demolished from the ground up. Boom, gone. Everybody's like, what the fuck happened? Why did that building, like, collapse? Why did demolish that building? People lived there. There were things in there.
Yeah.
Supposedly, John McAfee had a condo in that building with the information.
No. Bam! Some secret shit. That's fun. And there were these millionaires.
Bro, this is what's crazy.
Yeah.
This is what's super crazy. This is recent, right?
Mm-hmm.
A list came out because I think her name's Ghislaine Maxwell. So she was really close with Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
And she was facing a trial. She was facing a trial, right?
She was about to
snitch. Right when the trial happened, head of Disney, head of Apple, head of all of these huge companies. I think there's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Google, whatever. Mm-hmm. Stepped down from CEO.
No.
Also, there was a list of all the people attached to it. Like, there was a list of all the companies that might be affected by this trial.
Yeah.
There's Disney, Apple, Google. So many, bro. I think Indigo Books. You know who else?
Ooh.
Kanye, Virgil.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remembered that he was on trial.
Yeah. For what, though? For what?
Yo, it was fucked though, because I don't like doing the
conspiracy. I know, I don't like doing that conspiracy
on the dead people.
Yeah.
But I seen one where it was like, was all this, the cancer stuff fake for Virgil just because he was going into trial for that?
I know.
And I don't want to get
into that.
But it's fucked that people are mentioning that, but...
But it's crazy when those coincidences happen.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
I seen the list too. It was crazy.
Right?
But why would they all step down? Like all these rich people, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's why it's so sus.
Yeah.
That's why it's so sus. Also, there's a whole theory that a lot of people tried to expose Jeffrey Epstein before.
Yeah.
And one of them was SpongeBob.
Oh, shit.
Did you know in SpongeBob's driver's license, the coordinates or the location is Jeffrey Epstein's island?
What?
Bam!
No.
Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein's island. It's on SpongeBob's driver's license.
Bro, that was like a 10-minute theory, fam. It just kept going.
Yeah. There's a lot to it. There's a lot to it.
What would you do? What would you do? Would you snitch?
If Bro, that was you. Fam, okay. Now you have to keep in mind. Let's say you're part of this elite group.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're part of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have this information, but you know, releasing it, whatever.
Yeah.
You're attached to who? You're attached to your family. You're attached to all these people that you know.
Yeah.
And you might put them in danger as well.
Definitely, you got to drop. If you're part of a big company, you got to drop out of that. Spend your money on the casino one night.
Just go ghost. That's
no, and just commit suicide, fam.
Whoa, why?
If you're part of that trial.
Oh, part of the trial.
That's what I would do, fam. There's no way I'm getting past that.
I really, because I don't even know what the trial is about, but it's something big.
Yeah.
But it's something.
Something.
Big. Yeah. I don't think the details are really out like that.
Yeah.
But that's why it's so hush. Yeah. That's why it's so hush.
You know, one of the big things I read about too was with multimillionaires, they hire people like strategists to go with them in the casino and help them out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 100%.
That's a thing?
Yeah. And I was watching a video. Do you know Sal Palcento?
I heard that name before.
Yeah. So he's like this casino protection guy.
Yeah.
So he knows all the tricks in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them, I don't know if you watched
21, the movie?
No, 21 was good too, but there was Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, yeah.
Austin Powers. Remember there was a scene where a guy with the eye patch?
Yeah.
He was playing blackjack, right? And he had a 17. So 17 in blackjack, you usually don't hit, right? But he saw the card, right? And he was like, hit. And then the dealer was like, sir, you like to live like crazy? Like, you're at 17. He's like, hit. So one of the tricks is a juice deck. Do you know what that is?
It's like they plant a deck there?
No. What? So a juice deck, the cards have certain marks at the back where a professional can read those marks.
Oh.
So if there's two marks at the corners, that's a jack.
Oh, shit.
If there's one mark at the top right, four.
Whoa. What the fuck?
So the guy was like, okay, hit.
That's crazy.
But there's other ones I read about too, which is crazy. You know the switching of the dice?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there would be a dice where it would only roll 4, 5, 6. But they wouldn't know it because all the other ones you can't see.
Mm.
So they would keep one in the palm, switch it out every single time.
Damn. But you know what they do to you if they catch you, right? Oh,
fam, the security, they kill you, fam.
Bro. Because you watched the movie Casino?
Yes.
With Robert De Niro?
That was the best one. That was the best one because it's actually like, that shit would actually happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That shit would actually happen. Yeah. Like they take you into the corner, take you into the back room.
You know what's crazy too at the casino that I, like this kid thought he was the top shit, right?
Whoa.
So we were playing blackjack, right?
Yeah.
And this kid kept winning, right? Mm-hmm. And he was telling his friends, he's like, do this, trust me.
Yeah.
He's like, I count cards. He said that out loud.
Oh.
He said that out loud. Me and my friends looked at him. We're like, what the fuck? Why would he say that out loud?
Oh, shit.
We moved tables because I'm not associating.
Bro.
And you know what I found at my... I don't know if I should say this, but what I found at my table cup holder, there was like a piece of paper and it was like some next numbers. It was like, this is going to roll this. This is going to roll this.
What the fuck?
And I was like, what? And I touched that paper, fam. If they have my fingerprints on that, I'm fucked.
Bro, what the fuck? That's crazy. That's some real, like...
It's some real shit.
Don't tell them you came here.
Bro, I picked up the thing. I was like, yo, fam, what is this? He's like, yo, I swear that's like something for Baccarat. I'm like, oh my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But Kevin Hart does it too. He hires this like white kid that goes with him that never loses.
Like a strategist.
Yeah. And Lil Baby did it too. Like the guy has to call the casino before he comes in. He's like, I'm coming in, but I'm not placing any bets. So you guys are good.
Oh. Because
they win. He wins.
He's
so
banned.
Much.
He's banned. You know, Dana White is actually banned.
We talk about this all the time. Dana White is a goat.
Dana White's banned from like all the casinos in Vegas. That's crazy.
Like imagine. Like,
but he's rich as fuck already, bro. Yeah, he's rich as fuck.
Yeah. But I think the crazy shit I seen was there's a thing called thumper.
Where
you would put a little thumper thing in your thigh, because thigh is the most sensitive part of your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you would have something in your toe. So whenever like you can send signals around, and if you have players with you, and then it would thump. You can Morse code. Thump, thump.
Oh, shit. It's like a remote. Well, it's like a walkie-talkie type of thing.
Bro, the casino cheating is crazy once you get into it.
Damn. Yeah. I never looked into that.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared, bro. I'm scared.
I'm scared, but it's
I'm
so
scared
cool.
Even just gambling itself.
Yeah. I know, me too.
You had your whole run of it, eh?
Yeah, but then I lost too much money.
Oh, my God. I think I'd rather just put it all in the stock market, bro.
Yeah, I know.
If you're going to gamble it, just gamble it like that.
Yeah.
Because if you put it in the stock market, you don't lose your money.
Yeah.
Unless you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you sell it.
But do you believe in... Because I seen an interview with FaZe Banks and NFTs.
Yeah.
He was saying, like... He was talking so big. He was like, I have hella apes, you know? You know those, the ape ones where like they sell crazy?
Yeah, the yacht apes.
Yeah, and
yacht
he's
club.
Like, I have the punk crypto ones.
Crypto punks.
He's like, it's not liquid though, but if someone buys it, I have like 8 million. Mm. But it's not liquid though.
That's, you know why people buy those though?
Why?
They buy it for the events.
What do
you
mean?
So there's this whole, they host events like in, oh shit. They host events in like New York and in LA, wherever, that only... Bored Ape Yacht Club members or owners can go to. So it's less of like what do you call it? An art piece. It's like more of like a ticket.
Okay.
It's more of like you get to network with all those people.
Okay, that's fire then.
Yeah. Okay. So there was this super rich billionaire. Mm-hmm. He said on a podcast before, he was like, I own a Bugatti, but I don't even like Bugattis. You know why I own one? Is because they do Bugatti meetups.
Mm.
And the type of people that own Bugattis, they're very, very rich people, very good people to network with.
Yeah.
Also, to a smaller scale, somebody gave me advice like, yo, you should learn how to golf. I'm like, why golf? Why?
All the rich people do it.
And on the golf course, that's when they have their conversations about collab, stocks, whatever. And it's like a bonding thing, right?
Yeah.
So it might be smart to invest into hobbies that might get you into those networking groups.
That's That's smart. I've never thought about it like that. Yeah. Because I've always wanted to be like, yo, how can, now that we're kind of big on the clout side, we can get to certain events and we can talk to certain people, right?
Yeah.
But like, if you're starting from the ground up, how would you advise people? Like, what would you do? Just learn golf?
I don't know.
You can't really do that.
I think first steps is definitely just build your personality.
Yeah.
And that can go a long way. Mm-hmm. That can go a long way. I don't know if you played Skyrim. You ever played that?
A bit.
So you know how in Skyrim you can change your, like, there's so many different categories.
Avatars, you have avatars.
Yeah, there's different categories of skills, and one of them is like swindling or talking. Mm-hmm. And if your talking tier is like level 100 and shit, you get away with everything. You talk your way out of jail, your way out of deals, or you get the best deal, negotiations or whatever. And bro, honestly, that's a superpower.
Negotiation?
Like that tier in freaking Skyrim is low-key more powerful than attack. If you think about it, right? Because let's say you're gonna fight somebody. But instead, you just negotiate your way out of the fight. Then you won. You know what I mean?
That's like real life. Like, would you rather spend your whole life fighting your ops or just talking it out and just going about your way?
Yeah.
Okay, less damage.
Also, I think one of the craziest superpowers you can have in the world is luck. You ever watch Deadpool 2?
No, I didn't.
So Deadpool 2, there's this girl, right? Uh-huh. And she said, they were all saying their superpowers. Like, one guy can like turn invisible. One guy can like do electricity, whatever. Mm-hmm. This girl, she's like, my power's luck.
Everyone's what does like, that
what
mean?
The fuck, oh, luck? Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just really lucky, right? So in the fight scenes and shit, she'll be fighting somebody. Somebody points a gun at her and then the gun would jam. Or like a car would come by and hit the bad guy. Yeah. So she's fighting. She's going all through these sequences and she's getting away from things and she's like slipping through like really, really crazy shit.
Just cause shit messes
she's
up.
So lucky.
Nah. Lucky is a thing, bro. Because what do you call this? The holes?
Yeah.
The guy unlucky all the time led to a shit life.
Mm.
And it was until he was like he was already a teen that he got out. That's half your life wasted.
Damn. No, it's so true though. Did you know one of the very luckiest things, one of the most luckiest things you can bring to a casino? You know what it is?
Rosary?
Nah, the luckiest thing you can bring to a casino, a lot of gamblers do this, is walnuts.
Walnuts?
Yeah, it's very odd.
Bro, you're not even allowed food in the casino, no?
No, like put like a walnut in your pocket as like a charm. A walnut.
Why?
I don't know, but it's some next witchcraft, bro. Some next witchcraft, like it makes you lucky when you're gambling.
Do you have something lucky that you always carry around with you?
Nah. But there's this one time, right?
Yeah.
I went to church one time. It was like a church group. You know how like when you have the mass and then you have, the kids come with us.
Oh, after?
Yeah. So we did this thing, right? We did this thing where we started making our necklaces. We're making necklaces. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they gave me like a dove pendant, like a wooden dove pendant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Doves are lucky in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got a lucky dove pendant. And then I think we got it blessed too by the priest, right?
Yeah.
So, yo, I have so much more to say after this too.
Okay.
So what happened was I had the necklace, I put it on, and I instantly felt like I felt good. I felt like I was on top of the world.
Yeah.
And me and my mom, we went to, it was, you know those Pokemarts? Like, you know those Asian stores where it's a department store? They have everything.
And then in the random corners.
Exactly.
Like a game store.
Yeah, they have everything.
Yeah.
So in one of the corners, they had like Game Boy games, right? Game Boy cartridges.
Yeah.
But they're obviously like Asian knockoffs.
Okay.
But I still wanted to get one. So I got one and when I got home, I opened it up. It was a DS game. And it was a DS game. It was like the R4. Okay. And it had like
all the games,
50 games. But on the box, it didn't say that.
Yeah.
It was just random. So I got lucky that day. But what sucks, bro? What sucks, man?
What?
It broke. That necklace broke. Yeah.
Oh, the necklace?
The necklace broke.
And you, after that, it's just
straight. Yeah, I just had like super good luck that day. And then I like sat on it or something. Yeah.
I remember one time in Disney, I was feeling like, I don't know why, but the vibes at Disney are totally different. I was just mad happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went on this cruise ship, right? And then in one of the seats was a DS.
Oh.
And that DS had the R4 too.
Yeah.
And I was like looking through it and I'm like, okay. I was like, Dad, if no one comes back, this is mine. like finders keepers.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? No one came back for it.
Damn.
Had a free DS.
Bro.
Well, what would you say would be your luckiest, like, luckiest ever
moment?
No, day in your life.
Luckiest day?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a good question. I never really think about that. Because I don't even... Would you consider yourself a very lucky person?
Yeah. I don't like saying it now that I'm a lucky person.
I never say it, or I never like think of myself as lucky.
Because low-key, after the podcast where I said I'm the lucky child,
yeah,
I started losing at the casino. But it's weird because I was born November 11.
11 oh, yeah, 11-11. 11. That's like
so
a lucky number.
That's a lucky number. So that's what I like to consider myself about. And like low-key, I get put in like really lucky situations.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons, low-key, one of the reasons why Carlos like recruited me for this podcast is because my luck. Don't lie.
Is that why?
Bro, I remember one time Carlos was like, yo, I'm gonna play the lottery, but come with me. I'm like, what?
No, that was just because I didn't want to go alone.
No. Because you told me, you're like, nah, because Loki, if you and me are both in like one, like together, it's hella lucky.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I thought it just because I don't want to go alone, bro.
No. Fuck that.
Maybe I told you that because I don't want to go
alone. Using my luck. There's low-key some energy source here sucking all my life, my kid luck out.
Is it coming back to me?
Pause.
Bro, okay, I have to tell you a story, right?
Okay.
So recently, you ever heard of like an evil eye?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Sasha told me about this before where somebody could put like an evil eye on you, right?
Yeah.
I saw this TikTok and it was this girl trying to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like stop it from happening. Because apparently when something like that happens to you, mm-hmm. you get all this negative energy and things can go wrong. You don't feel like yourself. Mm-hmm. It's like, let me try it. Because they say a lot of people with a lot of eyes of them, they have haters, right?
They have haters.
They have haters. And that energy goes somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, let me give it a try. So me and my sister both did it. Mm-hmm. So we have 2 cups. What you're supposed to do, it's called an egg cleanse.
Oh shit.
You ever heard about an egg cleanse before?
No.
So you're supposed to put an egg in there and water, right?
Okay.
Supposed to put a little bit of salt and you're supposed to say a prayer. Actually, my bad. Before you put the egg in there, you take the egg, wash it with alcohol, and you're supposed to do the sign of the cross, rub it around your head. Now, I believe in a lot of Spanish culture, they do it when they're sick, like when they're feeling ill and they have no explanation for it.
Yeah.
They would do this egg cleanse where they take the egg, wash the alcohol, and then like pray over them, rub it on where it's hurting. Let's say you have a stomach ache, put it on your stomach, right?
Yeah, we do that too. Vicks vapor rub.
Yeah. So when you crack it and you put it into the cup, you see something there, and it's supposed to show the face of who's doing the negative energy to
what
you.
Tell so me check yo, this out. Check who'd this out. You see
so you either see there's a lot of different things you can see, there's like a whole chart of different like symbols or whatever. So the common one is pins.
Okay,
so pins means like the hate, it means like somebody's putting hate into you, hate into you, like stabbing into you, right? Mm-hmm. So my sister, she had a little bit of pins in her cup.
Shit.
Like, oh, that's interesting. And they say if you have a big bubble on the top of your glass, that represents the evil eye, because if you think the big circle. So I look at mine, bro.
Yeah,
mine looked nothing like my sister's.
Holy shit.
Mine had this huge bubble on the inside, and fam, it started making the shape of a head. I look at the top, you know how my sister had one bubble?
Yeah.
I had like 20, like mad bubbles on the surface, right?
I get that though.
And I was looking closer. Mm-hmm. I was looking closer at the thing because it was moving up. It was moving up. The big bubble. It was like the yolk, or no, it was the membrane of the egg.
Yeah.
It was making a shape because that's what you're supposed to look like, right? Look at. So I had a little bit of pins there too, but it was making the shape. I was looking at it. It's a head, right?
Yeah.
Look even closer. I see the shape of the eye sockets in a skull.
What?
And you know the triangle for your nose? Yeah. You know how when you look at a skull and you see
the silhouettes?
The silhouette. I saw that exact silhouette. I wish I took a picture, but I didn't want to jinx myself by taking a picture of it or whatever. Like, I didn't want to take any of that energy with me, right?
Yeah.
But dead ass, like, no lie, I saw a skull. You can ask my sister. She saw the same thing.
What the fuck? So was that skull supposed to be, like, the person that was, like, hating on you? Or
we
like,
don't know.
Or, like...
I don't know. There's so many different ways to interpret it, right?
Yeah.
But from what I heard is, like, it's supposed to show people that... Or at least represent people that hate you.
No, that makes sense. Because your sister isn't in public.
Yeah.
She's not a public figure.
And she didn't have nothing.
You are, though.
She had, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
So, to complete the cleanse, what you're supposed to do to get rid of all the energy, mm-hmm. you're supposed to, like, put... Like, I think black pepper mm-hmm. has some spiritual power to it.
Yeah.
Put black pepper onto it. and you're supposed to dump it into the toilet, uh-huh. but you can't look into the toilet as it pours in because you're holding on to it if you look at it. So you got to look away, dump it in, and then flush it without looking.
Nah, the spiritual shit is so crazy, bro.
It's crazy.
No, because even, I remember, like I told you again, I did the reading, right?
Yeah.
My first time ever doing a reading. It was, everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yo, I'm amped. I'm gonna just put it on my spam.
Yeah.
I put the full video on my spam.
Oh, and you're not supposed to do that.
Bro, it wasn't even the person that that gave me the reading that told me this.
Yeah.
It was another person
that
was also into crystals. She's like, Gavin, don't do this because the evil eye. I'm like, what's the evil eye? It's like, people, you're a big figure out in the world and people will like send bad spirits your way. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Maybe you should do an egg cleanse, bro.
Maybe I should.
You should do egg cleanse. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I did that feel a lot better. I feel good. I feel like refreshed.
Bro, but it's only like 80 people. It's like my friends. But like other people in that spam could be sending me bad energy because they're jealous that I'm getting all the success.
Yeah. Like you never know.
You never know who can.
But even it could just be like the energy itself, just the vibe itself, and it just latches on.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's dangerous. That's why you have to keep a close eye and you have to really judge how you're feeling with somebody. You know what I mean?
I know. And after that shit, like after that story, man, I don't know. I'm just... I hate the type to be flexing on Instagram now. It's because like the more you flex, the more eyes you have on you, right?
Yeah.
So boom, they're gonna get jealous. More evil eye shit. I was actually gonna buy a necklace of the evil eye. Just going.
Oh, that's you're supposed to wear that. Yeah, to like
my friend wears it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it do?
Just protect you from all the bad energy.
Mm.
You know, one of our close friends has it in his bio. I low-key hate those people that have it in your
Why?
It's like so extra, bro. Like, no one is going on your Instagram and be like, if you're like just a regular person.
Or so you think.
Ooh,
or so you think, bro.
Yeah, for sure. I might have to put that in my bio. Evil spirits, man. Evil spirits.
That type of shit, you have to like proceed with caution.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I was scared that I was gonna do something wrong. Like if you do a certain ritual like a wrong way.
Oh, and then it gets worse.
Yeah. I was scared like you can do something wrong and it will go bad.
Just all in all, just stay away from all the spirit shit, bro.
Yeah.
Cause like you're brave for doing the egg cleanse shit. Cause I have what even.
You wouldn't want to do it?
After
I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit scared. I was a little bit scared. I'm not gonna cap.
After I seen that egg shit or a skull.
Fam, you think I'm lying? I'm actually dead ass. I saw that shit.
Yeah, I know. I don't think you're lying at all. Cause you described it way too, and you were way too excited.
No, it was like, it was real, fam. Like I saw that.
Yeah. No, that's. And if you took a picture of it and you.
I didn't want it. That's why I didn't want to take a picture, right? Because who knows?
Yeah, who knows the spirits that are following you?
Yeah.
Maybe you angered dead people too.
Oh.
Fucking. I seen something. It was like, yo, Carlos knocking on wood is the most Filipino shit ever.
Yeah, apparently it is. Apparently it is. I think it's just, I don't know where I got that from. I think my mom.
Loki just put, you know how all Filipinos just cure everything with Vicks?
Yeah.
Instead of the evil eye shit and all this curing, just do this. Just put a cross with Vicks.
Oh, you know the other one, like the oil?
Yeah, the,
Is it Mancinelia?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I've been done that before too.
So I used to always get like stomach aches, right?
And it's always right here.
Yeah, always. And your mom does the prayer. Always.
Fam, it would always work.
Yeah, no, it works.
I know.
It works. And I'm pretty sure the oil is just some type of menthol.
Yeah.
But it's like all together, the whole ritual in itself, it just does it.
I'm telling you, fam. You go, you want to get cursed too? Go to St. Bay Station in Toronto.
St. Bay Station? The fuck? Why?
There's some like red lady that's really cursed in Toronto.
That's what red lady? Called.
Okay, so this is what happens, right? So I think some guy that was working there, he was told by 7 to 10 people that they've seen this red lady in this red dress.
Mm.
And so she would come on 30 seconds, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't see any feet below her, the cut of her dress.
On the subway?
On the train, once everything's gone
mm-hmm.
and there were just workers left. She would come, boom, she would leave, disappear after 30 seconds.
What the
St. Bay Station. If you ever go there, you feel the spirits.
What if you bring a Ouija board there?
I like how you're saying this, but you hate Ouija boards. Like whenever we bring up Ouija, you're like, no.
No, I always say it as a joke because like, I'm never going
to
do it.
Like, you're so traumatized to like have Ouija boards around.
Would you actually do it? Would you do it yourself? Because I know I'm not doing it, but would you do it?
To summon it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Would you at least play with one? I would never play with one.
Yeah, I would be open to playing with one.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
As long as it doesn't come with me. You feel me?
No, but that's everything, bro.
Nah,
that's everything.
I wouldn't come with
you. That's everything.
Nah.
Because if you're opening that book, no matter what. Like, who's to say, like, they can't, like, nah, the rules are.
Yeah.
You can't touch me. You know what I mean? Like, nah, bro.
That's true. Okay, maybe when I'm, like, 80. And then I, at that point,
no, like, that's the worst time to do it. Like, if you're closing the book, you know what I mean? If you're you're headed out with that. Nah, bro. That's the worst way.
Oh, you're right.
Nah. You're headed out with that? Nah.
But then you just have the rosary and shit like that. It's like, at the end of your life, fam. Who cares? Mm. You know?
There's this really good story I want to say, but we don't have enough time. And I'll save it
what
for...
What do you mean? We have bare time.
It's a long story. Yes. I'll save it for the next episode. It's about this healer, right? My Lolo actually went to when he had cancer.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't want to get into it in this episode. We'll Stay tuned for the next one. Okay. So stay tuned for the next episode on that story.
Facts.
It's like really deep.
A word? Okay, so this is what I also searched up too. So there's a Japanese Bloody Mary.
Oh, really?
You ever heard of this?
Nah.
Okay, so it's called the Hanukkah-san or the Toilet Monster.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so this is how you summon it. This is how you summon it, right? So if you're brave or like stupid, you go up to the third floor, go into the bathroom, go into the third stall, knock on it three times, and then once you do that, you look in the toilet, a lady will appear with a dress on, right?
Oh, shit.
Out the thing, and you say, Hanukkah-san, are you here?
Don't say that, bro. Sorry.
We're not in Japan, bro. Relax. We're not in Japan. But you say that three times, right? She comes out the thing. Chill. We're not doing that today. Chill.
Bro, why'd you say that?
No. And then what happens is that she drags you into the toilet with her, and you're never seen again.
Oh, bing, that's some flushed away shit, bro.
Flushed away shit, man. You're dead after that, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, low-key, I don't know why I said that.
Why would you say that, bro?
We're in a dark room, too? That's crazy.
Dog, and we have the wave of Okinawa right here, fam. Shit.
Yeah, you have low-key a lot of, like,
Japanese-inspired stuff. You have the Zen garden, the bamboo, the katana, the anime, the manga.
Oh, my God. Do you have any, like, dolls? You don't have any dolls, right?
Hell no. Why would I have a doll?
Thank God. I don't know, because you're Carlos.
Oh, but I still have the Deadpool. Ooh.
Oh, the, yeah.
What if, like, I don't tell you and I leave the Deadpool action figure in your room? And one day, like, you just see it.
I would be so pissed, fam. I would be so pissed. I would literally go. I would even tell you I'm coming. I'm just going to come up to your thing, knock on your door, and, like, slap you across the face. Like, why would you do
that? What if, like, I didn't do it? What if I actually didn't do it?
Then I would, yeah. At that point, yeah. I'm going out, fam. Okay. Give me the Ouija board.
If you actually see a spirit, what's your move, though?
What's my move?
Like, if you see a spirit in your house or, like, you're haunted, what are you doing?
I'm going to try and negotiate.
Negotiate with what, bro?
Spirit, if you're here for bad stuff, I will be good. I won't, like, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Just please leave me. That's how I negotiate it. Because you know those ones where, like, you have a test or some shit, and then, like, you're negotiating with God. You're God, please, like, just pass, like, let me pass this test, and I'll be good. I won't drink. I swear. I won't do all that bad stuff, right? You know?
I would do that.
What would you do?
I would just look for, like, an elder. Or I'd look for somebody that knows their stuff.
Okay.
I'd look for somebody that knows their stuff.
Yeah. I would low-key, the first thing, just go to my mom because she has the third eye shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I'll be like,
yo, mom, you see anything? And then if she says, yeah, we're going out the house. Elder out the house.
That's so... Because imagine your house is haunted. Now you got to leave your house. Yeah. And now you got to go to the next one. Does the ghost, like, take over that one or will it follow you? Like...
It just moved in.
That sucks. Imagine. Oh, we're going there now.
A lie.
Say a lie.
Like, you have to spend.
Go in Miami. Oh, I like the weather there.
You have to spend money just because the ghost is in your house. I'd be pissed. I'd be like, why are we spending more rent just because this ghost in our house? Like, that's kind of fucked up. Bro, if you really think about
it. So I heard this story before, right?
Okay, yeah.
I have this story. This is like a campfire story.
Okay, yeah.
So
I have one after that.
Yeah, one. Yeah. Yeah. So this is a woman that lived in her house alone, right? Mm-hmm. And she would notice sometimes her food would be, like, half eaten. Or, like, she would have snacks. Let's say you have a can of Pringles in the cupboard.
Yeah.
She would open it, and it's, like, already eaten. Like, oh, I didn't even touch this. I don't remember eating this, right?
Mm, yeah.
She would make food and, like, missing ingredients. Like, what the fuck? Like, where's my stuff, right? And she would always, always, always be missing clothes. And that's something we all have, right?
Yeah, what the
fuck? We always, like, miss clothes. Like, where's this one piece? Where's this one piece? Yeah. So, anyways, what happened was... One night, she sat on, like, her chair in the living room, right?
Okay.
She was sitting in her chair like this, right? And she was watching a TV show. It was a really funny TV show. Yeah. She started laughing. And then she like smacked her chair like this. Like, yeah. Ah! Yeah. So laughing. So she hit the back of her chair and she heard a, no, no. So they opened up the chair, or she opened up the chair, and there's an imprint where the man is sitting, where a man is sitting in this position, and he was living there.
It's like the butt mark
in his, in the big ass chair.
Nah.
In like a big ass leather chair, one of those old chairs with like, you know, the puff print type of thing. Sitting in there. And you would never know he was there.
Fam, what do you do? What happened after?
I'm pretty sure she got murdered, fam.
Yeah. There's no other story about that.
She's got murdered.
It's either you get murdered by the person, like the ghost, or you go out yourself. Like after seeing some shit like
Bro,
that.
Bro, one of the most terrifying things growing up was like, man, what if there's somebody that lives in that?
Yeah.
That we don't know about.
In the attic? Oh my goodness.
That's fucking crazy.
And I have, my room is right above an attic. Mm. Like to my closet, there's the attic.
Yeah.
So if ghosts want to attack, they're going out the attic, it's me first.
It's like, you ever watch the movie Parasite?
Yeah, Parasite is crazy.
It's like Parasite.
Parasite is crazy.
Living in their house without you knowing.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Okay, so here's my story.
Let me hear it.
This was crazy. Because when I was reading it, it reminded me of your Dora the Explorer doll story.
That's a real story.
I know. Okay, so I think this was also in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
There's a doll called Akapu. Right?
Yeah.
Which means bowl cut doll. So she has hair.
Yeah.
But it's in a bowl cut style, right?
Mm-hmm.
So her older brother got that for his little sister as a present. His little sister died because of a cold, right?
Shit.
And the family always just kept that doll, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one day it started growing its hair.
Oh, fuck.
Growing its hair longer and longer, right?
Yeah.
So they were like, what the fuck is this? So they took it to like a next temple, right? And it's still there. Till this day. Yeah. It's like the Japanese Chucky, right?
It's growing?
Yeah, it's still growing hair, right?
Damn.
And they kept it in a case, right? And this is the crazy thing. Priests went over there, and they said that the doll's mouth is opening and it's growing real teeth.
What the fuck?
And its fingers are growing real fingernails.
Nah! That's crazy. That's fucked. That's fucked. That's fucked. That's scarier than Chucky.
That's scarier than Chucky.
That's scarier than Chucky. What the fuck?
Bro, she's coming back to life, dog.
Okay, what if something like that comes to life and then becomes like a phenomenon?
No, I feel like that is what's happening like at that moment.
Really, right now?
Like that's reincarnation through her. Her spirit went into that doll and there was like some crazy thing that happened that now she can live through that doll.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucked, man. Do you think there's going to be a moment where they really dive into the science behind these things and try and recreate them? And take advantage of it.
Yes, bro.
Or do you think they already do that?
Did you hear the thing that robots? There's something robots can do now.
Oh, they can talk. They can like speak a different language.
No, it's like, was it fucking? It was something human-esque.
Yeah.
That robots and CPUs can do now. That really.
They can get jealous, right?
Yeah, they like can feel emotions now.
Yeah.
They can feel different emotions. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's crazy.
Elon, chill.
Oh, Elon said 2022, they're going to start putting the chips in.
Oh, yeah.
The brain chips.
Make your money now, boys, because if you can't afford a fucking rocket ship out, you're gone.
Bro, there's a dark thing I heard, too.
Yeah.
There's this new, like, chamber. It's like the suicide chamber that you can actually order, and it will give you a death where you don't really feel any pain, and it just feels like you're going to sleep.
Oh, fuck.
And it's actual, like, it's a capsule. It looks like a time machine. They made it look super futuristic. There's glass on top. And it's marketed, I think, in the Netherlands, somewhere there. And they can buy it. And if they want to commit suicide, rather than going to the doctor, injection, whatever, they can do it on their own time, just have it in their crib and then just like press the button. Boop.
That's some shit the Netherlands would have to.
No, but they're so nice there, no?
Is it?
So I'm pretty sure their prisons are one of the nicest prisons in the world. Like, it looks like a hotel.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Even their tuition is free.
Oh, yeah, in the Netherlands. Yeah, I read about that.
Tuition is free.
But, you know, it's weird because you can have that catfish. Oh, come to the Netherlands. It's all fun.
No, but I'm pretty sure you can't just join.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a private club. Like, you can't just come there and live.
It gets darker.
That's just like in Hawaii. I'm pretty sure. Mistake me if I'm wrong. But, like, I'm pretty sure Hawaiians, if you want to live there, you got to be, like, grandfathered in or something. Like, you can't just move there and just buy land. Like, you have to do a
ritual?
Not a ritual, but, like, you have to be allowed. You have to be accepted or something.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure. Well, or at least it's like you can't just take land and build some shit. Because it would ruin it.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah. I remember the, what do you call this? Jokoi's thing too. He was making fun of how all the roads, because you were in Hawaii.
Yeah.
All the roads in Hawaii sound the same. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. They do.
It's like to E. But it's so funny.
Olulu, whatever. Ulu, whatever. Yeah, yeah. They're like
bare,
that. Yeah, they're like that.
Bare vowels and
yeah, vowels. Yeah. even names. Oh, yeah? There's like English names to Hawaiian names. Uh-huh. So my sister's name is Michaela, right?
Yeah.
So they have like license plates that show the English and then the Hawaiian version on
it. Oh shit! So what's her name in like Hawaii?
So in Hawaiian, we're looking for Michaela. It's just Michaela. The Hawaiian version of Michaela is Michaela.
Basic.
And then the actual name is like Michelle or something.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's like the American version of it, or it's spelled differently. It's yeah. Michelle. Yeah, I guess it's still Michaela, but spelled like Michelle. Oh,
okay.
Right.
Yeah. Loki, this whole podcast has been about names.
Oh yeah, it has.
The name theory is goated.
All right, you want to end it there?
Yeah, we can end it there, bro.
All right, thank you everyone for watching this episode of Jumpers Jump.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you guys tune in for the next episode next week. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Check out the vlog channel if you haven't already.
Yep. Join the Discord if you haven't already. We're almost about to hit 10K on there. 10K jumpers in there.
Yo, yeah, almost 10K. That's crazy. Check out our Instagram. Follow us on there.
Yep.
And yeah, Jumpers Jump out.
Deuces.